Anyway, let's get back to our subject. Bahai Shajya Raja, or Bahai Shajya Guru, the king of healing, the guru of healing, appears as a Buddha, that is to say, in Buddha form, in a sutra, that is to say, a canonical text, a scripture, which bears his name. And in this sutra, the Buddha relates to Ananda how Mahishadya Raja made, ages and ages ago, 12 great vows. And as a result of these vows, he established in the East what is traditionally known as a pure land. We heard something about this even last week. And of course, all beings who came to be born in his pure land would be born and would live there free from disease. This sutra is a very interesting work, but tonight we've no time for further details. What we are more concerned with is the fact that Bhaisajya Raja appears as a bodhisattva, that is to say, in bodhisattva form, in the White Lotus Sutra itself. And he appears in three different chapters. He appears in chapter 10, in chapter 12, and in chapter 22, or chapter 23 in the Chinese version. In chapter 10, he just appears. He doesn't take any active part. He's simply there, the bodhisattva through whom the Buddha, Shakyamuni, addresses the 80,000 great leaders of the assembly. And of course, he addresses them on the importance of preserving the White Lotus Sutra. In chapter 13, Mahishadya Raja is one of the two bodhisattvas who assure the Buddha that after his parinirvana, after the death of his physical body, they will propagate amongst all sentient beings in all directions of space the White Lotus Sutra. So far in the White Lotus, in these two chapters, Bhaisajya Raja has played a very minor role. In chapter 22, however, he moves to the centre of the stage, as it were. Now this chapter, in which Bhaisajya Guru figures so prominently, is not, strictly speaking, a part of the drama of cosmic enlightenment as outlined in our second lecture. Last week we saw that the Avalokiteshvara chapter, devoted to the great Bodhisattva of compassion, probably represents an incorporation into the White Lotus Sutra of different, possibly later, material. And the same is the case with regard to this chapter, chapter 22, in which Bhaisajya Raja appears. It isn't connected with the action of the sutra as a whole. It's a later chapter, and it appears to have been incorporated at a date subsequent to that of the writing down of the sutra as a whole. However, traditionally, this chapter forms part of the sutra, and it is of interest for quite a number of reasons.